DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Chuck Penfold in Bonn. In India, a suspect in the gang rape and murder of a young woman late last year is reported to have killed himself. Indian media report that Ram Singh was found hanged in his cell in a New Delhi prison on Monday. The Reuters news agency quoted the suspect's defense lawyer as confirming that his client had committed suicide. Singh was one of five men and a juvenile put on trial for the deadly attack on the 23-year-old student, which sparked outrage across India. Police allege the six suspects attacked both the woman and her male companion as the couple were attempting to return home on a bus after watching a movie last December. The woman was repeatedly raped and tortured. She died of internal injuries in a Singapore hospital 2 weeks later. Venezuelan politician Enrique Capriles has announced that he will be a candidate in next month's election to replace the late President Hugo Chavez. Speaking at a press conference in Caracas, Capriles said he had agreed to accept the nomination to be the main opposition coalition's candidate to face off against leftist acting President Nicolas Maduro. Chavez's hand-picked successor was sworn into office on a caretaker basis following the late leader's funeral on Friday. The latest opinion polls indicate that Maduro is likely to win the April 14th election. During his speech on Sunday, Capriles, who unsuccessfully challenged Chavez in last October's election, accused Maduro of using the late president's corpse as a campaign prop. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has accused the United States and Taliban militants of colluding to convince the population that foreign forces will be needed in the country beyond the end of 2014. That's when U.S. and other foreign combat forces are to completely withdraw from the country. Karzai's speech in Kabul on Sunday came a day after 17 people were killed in two separate bombings. Those attacks, Karzai said, were not a show of force to the U.S., but in the service of Washington. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, making his first visit to Kabul since taking the post, said he had addressed Karzai's comments clearly and directly in a meeting with the Afghan president.
I told the president it was not true that the United States was unilaterally working with the Taliban in trying to negotiate anything.
The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General Joseph Dunford, also rejected the charge outright. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. There are growing indications that seven foreign hostages kidnapped in northern Nigeria last month have been killed. The Italian and Greek foreign ministries said on Sunday that they could confirm that the Islamist extremist Ansaru group had killed the hostages. The Al-Qaeda-affiliated group announced on Saturday that it had killed them after attempts by Nigerian and British forces to free the hostages. Italy and Greece denied that there had been any attempt to rescue them. Nigeria had no confirmation of the killings. Italian, Greek, British, and Lebanese nationals are believed to have been among those kidnapped from a camp run by a construction company early last month. Demonstrators took to the streets of Spain on Sunday to protest against a series of austerity measures imposed by the Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy and his conservative government. The protesters, who had held rallies in dozens of cities across the country, called for urgent and radical change to Rajoy's austerity drive. The cost-cutting measures are meant to get Spain's economy back on track in the long term by wrestling down the country's massive public debt. Critics, though, say they have contributed to Spain's record unemployment and caused major hardship. Germany's largest services sector union has announced another strike to back up its demand for higher pay for airport security staff. Verdi has called on its members to walk off the job at Düsseldorf Airport this Monday. The walkout is to last all day and is expected to cause a lot of delays and flight cancellations. This is the latest in a series of security staff strikes to hit German airports over the last couple of months. In German soccer action from Sunday, Hamburg got an early second-half goal from Latvian international Artjom Zrudnevs and hung on for a 1-0 victory in Stuttgart. In Sunday's other contest, Eintracht Frankfurt, who haven't scored a goal in over a month, failed to do so again in Hanover, with the two teams playing to a scoreless draw. After the weekend's play, Bayern Munich are 20 points clear of Borussia Dortmund at the top of the Bundesliga table. Chuck Penfold, Deutsche Welle News.